So I am back again here on Anchor, and this is the last time I've been on Anchor. So much has happened. I got a job. 2 weeks later, I quit. I text my ex. It's weird because I miss her. And I want to get back together with her, but at the same time, I do not want to get back together with her. And I don't miss her because of what happened. That's another story. And my grandma has COVID. Cried about that a lot. Prayed about it a lot. That's why I texted my ex, because my grandma didn't have COVID. But she's dealt with somebody really close to her that got really sick. And I was really struggling. And she's the only person I knew who I believed would understand. But, yeah. That's my life. I dropped out of school. Kind of out of railroads right now. Like, there's a train coming. And I'm on one side and I need to get to the other. But I'm scared to cross the train tracks because there's a train coming. But the train is really far away. And, you know, still scared to get a hit, hurt. I think I let the fear of getting hurt or embarrassed stop me from so many things. And it's really hard because I don't know how or when I let fear stop me. But I know I'm letting it. No, I'm not like holding out to my full potential. I just feel really lost. But Lord, I need y'all to pray for my grandmother. She is like the great, one of the greatest people I know. And I just pray that she's okay and that she pulls through, you know? And if she doesn't, I pray for my family and my dad. And my uncles, and especially my grandfather. She's like the glue of the whole family. That woman is incredible. And I don't know what my clan would be like without her in it. So y'all, please pray for my grandma. Thank you for tuning in to my Anchor. I hope you enjoyed this depressing, sad, confusing, roadblocking little 4.5 minute talk. I will see y'all again whenever. But y'all have a nice day. God bless.